these hot apps. Give me 5 minutes and I'll give you 5 hot apps. First up is My Craigslist. Now, I am a huge fan of Craigslist for finding deals, buying tickets, and browsing through the free sections just to see what people are giving away. They give away the craziest things. But this app lets you set search criteria by image or no image, bookmark your favorite post, and has embedded Twitter integration for easy sharing with the world. You can even reply to a post directly from within the post page. So if you're out for lunch and you want to hit up a Hawks game, My Craigslist ads can find the tickets for you. The app will cost you $1.99. The Hawks seats might cost you a little bit more. Next up, we've got My Symptom 7, the ultimate app for figuring out what the hell's wrong with you and which over-the-counter medicine is a fit for your symptoms. So instead of standing in the medicine aisle reading every package for what it helps with, you just put your symptoms in, and it gives you a list of the recommended medicines. It also gives you a list of home remedies like gargle with salt water or, hey, blow your nose. Then you can even click on those remedies for a more detailed description or sometimes even instructions. It also gives you health tips like use hand sanitizers and, of course, stay away from others. This app is good for you and good for your wallet because it's free. Next up, IMDb. This is the classic one. Now, if you're like me, you can spend hours on the IMDb website researching casts and crews of all your favorite movies, and now you can do it on your phone. Honestly, this comes in handy more often than you think. But it's more than just facts and trivia about movies, actors, and directors. The application lets you find showtimes, browse US-based TV listings, and of course, watch movie trailers right from inside the app. It's a must-have for any film or TV buff. All right, next up, we've got Draw with an exclamation point. This is a simple and fun finger drawing tool. Now, what sets this tool apart is that you can upload pictures from your phone, from the camera, or from the internet. You can draw on them, modify them, play with all sorts of special effects. My personal favorite is the stamp tool, which comes preloaded with tons and tons of fun, wacky, kooky pictures. Good times. You can add those pictures and decorate any of your drawings or photos. You can actually use multiple fingers at the same time, which is awesome. And the trial version is full-featured, but it's going to show you ads. Still pretty darn cool. Or hot. Or whatever. Anyway, finally is Helicopter. This is it, people. The classic uber-addicting game. We all know it. Helicopter. That's right. It looks cheesy. It seems too simple. You want to think you won't get hooked? But then you start flying your little copter and you crash. But, you know, next time, just get a little bit further. So maybe just try one more time. And then, shoot, you crash again. But you can definitely get further if you just try one more time. Okay, now you probably got it under control. Oh, but then you crash again. And then the next thing you know, your entire afternoon is spent flying this little digital helicopter. Trust me. By the way, my personal high score is 1385. See how far you can go. And it's free. All right, that's all for this week, but come back next week for more hot apps. I gotta get back to helicopter.